Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Podcast.
So it started as hashtag KZN shutdown. Do you remember last week protests started in KZN? Mm. And allegedly because people are upset with what happened to Dadu Jacobs not being arrested or handing himself over to the police. So the hashtag KZN shutdown started popping up. And then hashtag free Zuma now and hashtag free Jacob Zuma started sprouting up and trending on social media and came with images of what this protest is all about. It's a violent, angry one. You saw in the news by the Moy River, N3, burning of trucks like you won't believe. Oh, and then people thought, it'll stay in KZN, it will never come to Gauteng. Next thing we know, there's a hashtag that's popping up. Hashtag Gauteng shutdown. Just yesterday, places like Jeppestown, Denver, Alexandra, and it spread all over Gauteng, CBD, Berea, Hillbrow. It is a problem. Shops being looted, property damaged, businesses literally burned to the ground. You saw the traffic on the M2 highway. Wow, man. The police have arrested a whole lot of people. And unfortunately, we hear that allegedly a 40-year-old man has died in Alex because of this. Shot dead. Live ammunition in protest. Joe. News reporters being attacked. Reporting the story. Like, what is going on? We're asking you, what's your take on this whole protest? Firstly, you didn't think it would come to Gauteng, eh? Now that it's in Gauteng, how are you going to be affected? Do you believe that it's a genuine protest? Genuine in the sense that people are saying, free Dadu Zuma, and that's all this protest is about? Or do you think, man, this is all orchestrated? There's a third force involved, criminality. There's something about this one that's just not right. How are you feeling about, I know you're mad this morning, Chuma.
I'm not mad. I'm slow. Thomas, it's Valiwe. Right now, on traffic, Pons was reporting Gucci and River Petro Drive. There's traffic. It's on standstill right now in Tembisa. For Floras yesterday, Bangene my shop. They're looting. They're looting, Thomas. Ekas, it's something else. Soweto, Davidson, For Floras, Tembisa, Alexander. It's bad. It's horrible. Is it still the protest, or is this thing has changed its direction to something that we can't say? Okay, are we still doing this to say free Babu Zuma? Are we?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt.
So you mentioned Elokshin, it's shut down at the moment. Protests are crazy at the moment.
Bad. It's bad.
Nah, Dilapa Usababiam, quiet. Betu Moya Chai. But I ask myself, I understand you're frustrated with Dadu Ramaphosa, ne? And with Dadu Ramaphosa, I've been hearing people saying represents white capitalist monopoly, ne? So why are we not going to the source of, why are these protests happening just in Lokshin? The people that own ShopRite, for example, don't live in Lokshin, Joe. They live in their mansions somewhere, high walls, electric fence. Do you think they care, Galana ShopRite, Tembisa, Alex, Soweto? But the people that live in those areas, that work there day in, day out, pack the staff, the products, they managing staff, they are the ones who are affected by your looting. Free Dadu Zuma over alcohol. Mm. You only go for the alcohol store on a Sunday. Okay. Let's hear from you. How you feel about the whole situation? We want as many calls as possible. Speak your mind. We understand how you feel. 086-000-0959. When you call, voice note, 063-6880-959. We spoke about the taxis this morning. How are you going to move around? Talk about voice notes. Let's start with this one.
Good morning, guys. My name is Sipo here. I'm here at Golden Highway, Lenasia South, by the robots where there's this new settlement called Pumlamkashi. They are closing the roads and they are burning tires. So people, watch out there, watch out. This is alternative route. Because they are blocking the roads. They're starting now. They're burning tires.
So you're hearing it spreading. It's in Lenasia now. Yes, we're talking about the protests started in KZN and Gauteng at the moment, and we're concerned, obviously, we live in Gauteng. How are you going to be affected this morning? Before we carry on, though, about this chat, taking your calls and voice notes, we want to take a moment to say condolences to the Zuma family. We heard about the death of his younger brother at only 77 years old. May you rest in peace. The Zuma family going through a difficult time at the moment. Sorry about this loss. Let's get your calls and find out how you feel about the protests that are happening at the moment using hashtags like KZN shutdown. Bye. It happened there. It started there. It's moved to Gauteng though. How are you being affected? It's crazy on a Monday morning. This is how we're starting things? Okay, let's go to the calls on 086-000-0959. Hi, Sophie. How are you?
Hello, Thomas. How are you?
I'm well, McQueen. How are you?
I am not good. They look at intention law last night. These people are opportunists. You know what? It's so sad because of Uzi, my mom really is a lapaya. You won't even look at them. It's so sad. Very, very sad. And the worst part is
intention law.
Yeah, I'm so worried, you know what? Some of us got families to treat. Sure. They don't even think about that. It's so sad.
Sophie, good luck with your job, okay? Stay safe, though. Yeah?
Thank you, guys.
Sure. Amos, good morning. How are you?
Yo, good yourself, man.
Shop Matala.
Sure, man. Yeah. And I don't think this is a Free Zuma campaign anymore. This is pure looting. This is criminal. Because it's characterized by all those lootings, vandalism, and the president in his speech yesterday did say, if people want to protest, let them have a peaceful protest, because it is their right to do so, you see. But now there's vandalism, there's looting, and in the process, Gufaba Andula. And people are also being infected by this corona. So it's pure looting, it's criminal. So the media deploy police, who go to Abandu, who carry rubber bullet, man, I will carry rubber bullet.
Amos, in Debiton, thanks for the call. Skumba, we've got two gifts from AP recording in, fam.
Gift done. One. Gift.
Okay, Gift has put us on hold.
Gift is like, Obama said, Tina, like, Gift is looting us right now.
Aye, man, we are.
Yeah.
My man, we've got Lesigo Skumba from Brits.
Good morning.
How's it?
Oh, guys. This morning it's not that good, guys.
Yay, how's
it? Guys. This is pure criminality. Like, think about it, ne? I think some of the people that are even looting the shops, they are working, some of them, they are employees of those same shops, ne? You go and you loot, ne? Today. Mm. And you say you're doing all of this in support of Zuma. Okay, today, but decided, you know, you might have because now, you have an account. Do you think, ShopRite this morning, it's a little bit of a unemployment rate. How does this work?
Thank you for sharing, my queen. Thanks for that call. 086-000-0959. We'll get you the voice notes in a second that are coming through on 063-6880-959. Skumba, CIF Boslo, Nangule Bucho.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I saw videos yesterday. Fosloras was on a shutdown. What's happening there?
I couldn't believe it because we had a driver along. Since that one of Kulumi window, and we find what is not really happening. So I had to go there and check. It was shocking. I was disappointed, and I was, man, then swabile. People taking even though we are going to, they don't even need those things. I understand which is, what is exactly happening. Are we fighting for something or wonderland? Explanation here too for all of this. What is it? I couldn't understand. But yeah, this is what is happening. And manje ngisebenzini, but there's nothing happening. Abavalanga anywhere, abayenzanga anything. So I guess I'm safe for now.
It's frustrating, Bebo. I hear you. Skuma, you said you saw on the social somebody in a wheelchair protesting.
I saw someone who put on bed. I don't know what you get up and bed in. There was someone carrying a bed. There was a guy on a wheelchair having a pampas, having his interpersonal work, a rolling giant. I'm like, guy, really? This is what. There's a guy carrying a whole lamb. You know those trucks that have meat in them?
Yes, sure.
They open the truck, Thomas. But this guy is carrying a whole lamb on his back. And then I'm like, really? This is where we are right now. This is where we are on a weekend in South Africa during a pandemic.
We also want to know, how do you think law enforcement is dealing with the protests at the moment? Whether in KZN or in Gauteng?
Do you think they are, Thomas? Do you think the law enforcement is dealing with this thing? Thomas, with the employed, I'm a soldier. I saw Mama Lopet, I'm a soldier on TV saying that I'm a soldier, they will wait for now to see what's happening. The whole country is on fire, people.
It's
on fire.
Him.
Yeah.
Taxis being affected. Trains and buses have been cancelled today. Oh, Nkosiyam, just before we get to our 8 o'clock bullets and listen to this voice note that came through.
Ngithanda ekuseni. Morning Thomas, morning Skumba. Yabona le, ayikho. It's just an excuse. There is a third force nje, bashilo bathi as in lo baba lo uzos addressa today and uzofaka amanye amaviki. Ay, sina silambile, sina sonyiwe. Let's do this. Yes, mhlamba iqale ngaleyo ndlela eNatali, but engikusabayo ukuthi sizobhadala. Abantu abazobhadala yithi, thina futhi mphakathi sizobhadala. Zonke lezinto ezimoshekile zizochajwa kithi. Ngaleso sikhathi akunamsebenzi, abantu bayadilizwa. Ngelilanga uzobethi sasiphelile. Njoba belokhu bethi abantu abaholisasa bazothi sasiphelile. Kusazoshuba. Yabona makoporosho lento eyenzeka la eSouth Africa.
We're still asking you how you feeling about the hashtag Gauteng shutdown. The protests that are spreading all over our part of the country at the moment. Is it going to spread to the rest of the country, by the way? That's a topic for another moment later. But right now, I want to find out about what's happening where you live. How are you being affected? What are you seeing? Are you seeing criminality? Do you understand why people are angry at those moments? What's it all about?
Comment. Send a voice note to 063-688-0959.
Good morning, team. You know, let me balance you here real quick. This thing is no longer about former president. This thing's about the government to take the South Africans seriously. Because the president is staying there by sundowns and having some coffee. People in Lokshin are busy starving. People in Lokshin have lost so many jobs due to this nonsensical scam, whatever the case. But then... come on, James, come on. No. I'm up to here with this ANC government.
Hi, Thomas Skumba. I like it in the morning. Don't be here. Mamela, mina, I believe ukuthi Zuma bekawumenzile. Zuma was the spark that was needed in the already the situation that was screaming for fire. Like, for instance, ne, Ekatoras, there were voice notes that were circulating ukuthi kuzoba ne shutdown today. And it was cancelled, yes, but because of the Zuma situation now, that's what we saw yesterday for Sloras. So you can tell you just one thing. Ogoti, people are hungry, number one, and people are angry, number two. If you look at the things, that the way that they loot, the criminality of it, it's not a crime of Ogoti, we just want to break down things. No, it's a crime of Ogoti, what can I get so that I can eat?
That's interesting.
Hey,
who are you calling? How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How are you?
Go ahead. I'm well, thanks. So, here's my 2 cents. The logic behind the strategy to release Jacob Zuma is really questionable. The logic behind the strategy to loot the shops and small businesses is really questionable, guys. How is looting going to help any situation? How is looting going to release Zuma from prison? How is looting going to give us employment? Because at the end of the day, we only hating ourselves. So If really people are angry, they must direct their anger to union buildings or literally house. That is just my 2 cents about this whole thing.
Thanks for the call. Skumba, Deza's call through, my friend.
And then Churen.
Hola, Skumbero.
Shab kunjani uthem?
Mchosho kunjani?
Lashela le 2 cents.
Hey man, Skumbero, uthi nami ithi sikelijika yabo. Hayi blind sister, sizizo sosumadala rathi naba. Mina ngikho ipolitician, mara yabona ukuthi uJacques Integral vele wafithi, yabona. Mara singayithi phezulu layile malchap. Ukuthi avele from Dale ka, ukuthi bese sithi amachayethi sithi inindial dark, awuthi country ngokuthi avele. Asithe mchosho. Mara ke ngifuna ukuyiringa yokuthi so sumadalara edanyani if God forbid my chairman which mhlambe imkhumbule inkosi ngabona ukuthi usala ngama question abhaya ukuthi bekafuna ukusitshela ini manje abantu thina sibeke ibhani phambili lento yethu ukuthi njalo sithe imito zeingabo kumele sitale sicale nokuthi sitheshe thina kuthi izongoma sesibeke ibhani phambili lento abantu abayilutshayo isnothing aljaba kunomadala le stress akuso la ukuthi wagurela ku TV mjosa ukuthi manje thina sesikhalela ibhani ukuthi asiye ebhanini nathi the stress umadala akuso ala fethi government meli la misi AIDS hayi ukuthi every time uli spanisi umthetho jaw spanisi mara no uyabona wena uvula amajim mara abantu bakhawatheka ngayi and abantu abananyuki wena uvulela abantu bajim ukujima inyuku from uthi abantu badleni wena ukuthi abantu bajim uyabona ukuthi samuel samuel fethi government meli la misi AIDS la whether yathanda or ayithanda uthanda otherwise sazoba mnyama.
Thank you kalangatles
sure man. Addressing the inequalities in our country as well, right? Can we take one more quickly, Skumba? Nagusianda, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, man. Sianda, Katlehong. Skumba, Thomas. This looting, as long as it happened, we heard it. It started immediately after Cyril, the president, Ayenza, the speech and the announcement. So it started a mini vele beba strike in Dabagazuma. But immediately after the announcement, that's when the looting started. So this thing abantu bakwatile Skumba, abantu bakwatele ini bakwatele indaba yokuthi utshwala kuvulwanga, bakwatele indaba yokuthi there's other places that are being open and others are not being open. So it's not only about Zuma. This thing seyihlangene seyonke accessing day one anymore. And looking at it, yes, looting is not helping anyone. Indawo vele is not going to help ukuthi abantu bamoshane nendawo because that's just criminal activities. But what I'm saying is, guys, it is winter season. All infections, lung infections, are going to be a drive because it's winter. There's going to be flu, there's going to be bronchitis, there's going to be pneumonia. This man needs to go back and sit down and rethink everything from all points of view and all perspectives. Finish. I look frustrated, but I look shizzy.
Sandra, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Kim 208-600-00959.
What's up, Kim? Like, it's tough, man. If you think of, like, what everyone is saying, from all angles, and how the president approached the whole thing yesterday. So, level 4, why are we opening gyms? Why well, put no gym and be healthy? Okay.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.